At Jodrell Bank Centre for Astrophysics, lights flash on the control panel of the massive Lovell telescope. Something flies above a river and up over a cluster of trees. The enormous telescope dish slowly revolves. The lights on the control panel are going haywire. Hay is battered by the downwind of the flying object, which changes direction and passes over houses. A white-haired man, Lucas Summer, is looking out of his window at the dish. As the thing passes overhead, his house shakes and is lit by a red glow. A young girl, Sally, tosses and turns in her sleep. In her dream, she sees crimson flames and the face of a dark-haired boy. She imagines herself inside the frame of a photograph on her bedside table. Flames lift around Sally's parents, who both have fixed smiles on their faces. The flying object sweeps past the bedroom window of a second girl, Patch, who sees a flash of red, then looks shocked and puzzled. A boy, Spikey, looks into his mother's immaculate bedroom. She's in bed wearing a mask over her eyes. As he heads into the kitchen, he too sees a flash of red. A woman arranging flowers in her kitchen is momentarily distracted by the flash of light. As the thing passes over a fence, bottles in a recycling crate shake and rattle. An unusual blue bottle is crammed in with the others. The thing sweeps over a large house where twins Ray and Royce are sharing the headphones of an MP3 player. Their dad watches them with pride. Sally is still being troubled by disturbing dreams. She's standing in the center of a claw print of fire. Billowing red fabric closes in on her. At that moment, she sits up in bed. She looks up at her skylight and sees a streak of flames pass back and forth. Suddenly, a plume of fire bursts through the window and she dives under her covers. When she wakes up, the window is unharmed. She looks at her red duvet with a puzzled expression. Ingenious. Created and written by Jeanette Winterson.
Spikey! Rain and Royce really, really, really like you.
Girls, Royce, Rain, I'll take that, please. How many more times? Come on,
Patch! Spikey! Look at the state of you! You've been late every day this term and every night you hang your clothes up in a hurricane. What's up?
Nothing, okay?
You've been in a fight?
Complete, again. And then I had this really hairy canary scary dream about a dragon. I think it was a dragon. Fire everywhere.
That's weird, I did too. All red.
Girly, spooky stuff. Ugh.
Webhead, where I come from, we believe in dreams.
Where? Macclesfield.
Pakistan.
Oh, thank you. It's a bit bad.
Sally files into a school hall with Patch and Spikey.
Sit, please.
Shh, Mr. Trove speaks.
It's the end of term. As you seem to know. And to present the prizes today, we are very lucky to welcome Lucas Summer, the author of so many children's books set right here where we live. On Alderley Edge.
The strangest thing happened to me this morning. I was watching the Deep Space Telescope at Jodrell Bank, and it was picking up a signal. It's a very strange signal. I think it might have been a dragon.
He writes books, he makes things up.
You never read any books, how would you know?
Well, you don't believe in dragons.
I love all that magic stuff in books, but I don't believe in it in real life.
What if it's not magic? I mean, like, make-believe. What if it's a different kind of real?
What's a different kind of real?
Like aliens?
No, like with dreams.
If you dream of a cake, you'll get a surprise. If you dream of a bird, someone has a message for you. If you dream of a dragon...
Ruby Farm.
Oh no, the farm! Be careful!
The flower arranging woman is watching firemen at work.
Blew up, and then the shop caught fire, and then the hen house exploded. It looks much worse than it is, love.
Oi, I was eating that. Give it here.
Come and get it.
Will you, Wally Old Blimey? You aren't allowed now, farm. Get lost.
We've come to help. Like rats in a chip shop.
Is that Bluebell?
Can't tell about the head.
It was dead. Honest.
So who barbecued it?
Yuck.
Oh,
maybe she's vegetarian.
As well as foreign.
You like wild animals.
Oh, sorry, did I forget my hair gel this morning? Want some, sissy boy?
Leave him alone.
Off my farm, you limbs of Satan.
Keep your apron on, Granny.
Come on, in.
Hello, bye.
Willie and Wally tear off, knocking over the farm sign on their way out. Granshaw and the children are in the kitchen.
Lily, I was just driving home with the girls. I saw the smoke. You know, I think we should see this unhappy accident as another chance for you to accept my offer of a lifetime.
I have told you before, and I will tell you again. Ruby Farm is not for sale. It's been my home for 40 years.
And it's my home too.
Touching, but stupid. You were totally broke!
I don't need your cash.
We're going to get millions of pounds to keep Ruby Farm. The people's millions.
The what?
Lottery money. For places like ours that do some good in the world, where everybody is welcome.
And how are you going to get your ancient gnarled hands, your oversized rubber gloves on this revolting community cash?
We're having an inspection.
Things are going to hot up, Lily. Who knows, it might be the farmhouse next.
Derek Reckitt, when you were 2 years old, you fell in my pond. Why did I fish you out?
Poor Sally. No parents. No home.
Derek and his daughters, the twins, march out. Granshaw looks at Sally, who seems sad. Derek roars off in a splashing convertible and heads to the ragtag headquarters of O'Blimey Scrap Metal Merchants.
I expected an inferno. I thought a barbecue.
I told him, burn it to the ground, dust and ashes.
Call yourselves thugs! You were defeated by an OAP wearing rubber gloves.
Rubber's frightening.
No! No. Rubber is not frightening. I am frightening. You are supposed to be frightening! If you and your ma want to emigrate to Spain...
Hola!
That pickled pensioner and her undersized orphan must not get one single 10p from that nauseating people's millions! I don't care what methods you use. Ruin everything! Drive them out! No sale, no Spain. Comprende?
Derek strides out.
Will you hurt the man? This needs a woman's touch.
Why didn't you tell us Derek Reckitt was trying to buy the farm?
I thought it'd all go away like a nightmare and I'd wake up.
What if it's got something to do with the dragon?
There isn't a dragon.
But you should have told us, Sally. We're your friends.
Yeah, that explains why you've been late every day and shouting and, well, weird.
I have not been weird. I just want to live here because this is home. Yeah? Get it? Home.
Sally walks away from her friends. Her friends set off after her.
Well, we'll all help, Sal. We all love this place. Well, I do. Much more than my own home.
Stanley, what now? Sal, Spike, come quick!
The recycling crate.
Something must be trapped up there. Maybe a bird. I can't see anything.
Spikey, look, at the back.
Okay, okay, I see it. Hold my feet, I'm going in.
Check out his cool knickers.
Boxers.
Spikey fishes out the blue bottle.
Give it here.
Sally rubs the dusty label.
Whoa. What? Amazing! Give it back!
Wow!
It might be magic.
Don't be daft. There isn't any magic in Macclesfield.
It's going to fire. Look away.
Blue smoke starts pouring out of the bottle as Stanley the dog races off across a field. There is a flash of light, then someone spins up and out of the bottle. It's a young man dressed in blue. He cricks his neck on one side, then the other.
Free. I'm free.
The man in blue races around the farmyard like a whirling dervish, jumping up and down and spinning like a tornado. Patch, Sally and Spiky's mouths have dropped open in shock. The man flits around the yard at superhuman speed, then comes to a stop in front of them.
Free.
Who are you?
Did you come out of that bottle?
Why are you hiding behind the bins?
Maybe he's an alien.
There's no such things as aliens.
Like, you've been around every planet in the universe and you know.
Greetings, alien.
I'm Spiky. This is Patch.
I'm Sally. This is my farm. Who are you?
My prince, what strange land is this? Huh? Arabia? Illyria? Bohemia?
What? It's Cheshire.
In England.
Which is an island in the North Sea.
An island? Fair fortune. Then there must be others here like me. The great Sinbad himself was shipwrecked on an island, and that is where he found his genie.
You mean you're a genie? Like in the Arabian Nights?
What's the Arabian Nights?
Stories, web boy. 1001 of them. In a book.
You have set me free. And so, I must wish you three granties. Grant you three wishes. Please, wish.
Oh, you bonkers. He's a genie. And I'm a fairy.
Greetings, O fairy! I must give you three wishes because you have set me free.
Time! Quick, three wishes.
But what shall we wish for?
This is beyond stupid.
No, wait! Three wishes, my mistress!
Patch picks up the bottle and gestures for the genie to follow her.
Woohoo! Who's your new friend?
Not sure yet.
He's staying with me for the summer holidays.
At least we've still got food from the garden to put on the table, eh, Sally?
Huh? We'll all help you get the people's millions.
What if we don't get the money? We'll have to leave, won't we?
You will get it, love. Don't worry. How was school?
Lucas, some of us there giving out the prizes.
I got the mascot.
Well done. Why don't you count the fish fingers? I wasn't expecting visitors. I hope we've got enough.
Oh, please, allow me, venerable mistress.
Oh, I haven't seen Lucas Summer for, not since I worked at Jodrell Bank. You wouldn't believe the signals that radio telescope tracked. We never got to the bottom of half of them.
Fish fry and multiply.
Yes, well, look at your ears. Lucas and I did some research on the ruby dragon of Cheshire.
What?
The dragon.
That's one thing we don't have to worry about. Mind you, if there was a dragon, he'd have a hoard of treasure with him. We could do with that. What a lot of fish fingers.
They're alive.
I can't eat because they're alive. I'm vegetarian except for fish. And I know fish isn't a vegetable, but it doesn't usually move off the plate on its own.
Is it dead? All fish fingers are dead on arrival.
Positive, the triffids.
Hey, is this anything to do with you?
Come on.
Forgive me. I have been in the bottle for a very long time.
The oak blinders have arrived in a very run-down-looking car. As they march into the farmhouse, the genie tips the platter of magic fish fingers into a well. Patch and Spiky can't believe their eyes when they see that they have transformed into goldfish. Ma O'Blimey is talking to Granshaw.
We're all in the same boat. I'd rather swim for it. Listen to me.
We're both looking after our children, doing the best we can for them. I know you and me, we've had our differences in the past.
What about the present? What about now?
I come in the spirit of peace and friendship, motherly love, and cash.
Who's cash?
You take Derek Rickett's cash. You can buy that orphan girl anything she wants.
Jet ski.
Golf course.
Hola.
Woman to woman. What can you give Sally, eh? I see you struggling every day with the ungrateful pigs and the thankless hens.
I don't want a golf course. I want to live here with you.
That orphan's got a turnip for a brain.
Did Derek Rickett send you to burn this place down?
You're a suspicious-minded old witch.
Stop peeing out on our scones.
Oh, sorry.
One more.
Wally chucks scones at Sally, but the genie stops them all from hitting her.
Don't you throw my food about, you thieving, brainless bags of lard!
You need sweetening up, sour fierce.
Ma squirts cream in Granshaw's face. Outside, Willy and Wally are lobbing scones at Spikey and Patch. The genie appears beside Spikey and gives him a cricket bat. Spikey wallops the scones back at the old blimeys. Granshaw shoos Ma out of the house with a broom.
Yes, direct hit, not captain of the under-15s for nothing.
Giving up, are you? You khaki-clad cluster bomb!
If you do not leave these good people in peace, I will turn you into the beast that you are.
That Arab boy is saying he's going to turn me into the beast that I am.
The genie casts a spell.
What's the Arab doing tomorrow?
Ma stands up, still laughing. Wally drops the basket of scones, and he and his brother stare at her in dull surprise.
What's the matter? What you all staring at like monkeys in the zoo?
Ma catches sight of her reflection in the car wing mirror.
Camel.
Ma has the face of a camel.
We beat the Arab armies, yes we did! We covered them in flour and took away the gold! We beat the Arab armies, yes we did!
Did you really just turn Maro Blimey into a camel?
3 days and 3 nights and she will return to human form. No, my master, my mistress is both. 3 wishes!
Then what?
What then? Then I'm free to go!
What is that?
It's a big footprint.
The old blimeys have taken the socks off.
I mean, it couldn't be a dragon, could it?
The genie looks alarmed by the enormous print in the grass. He looks up and watches clouds drifting across the sky.
Time is short. 3 wishes.
But why do you have to go?
The story is very well known, my mistress. Genie, bottle, three wishes, Shazam, gone.
Okay, if you are a genie, here goes. Can you bring back my mum and dad?
I too have neither mother nor father, but the gates of life and death may be passed through only once. I cannot return them to you.
I know. Can we do a magic wand thing in the O'Blimeys and stop them being horrible, smelly combat club maniacs and maybe turn them into vegetarians or nurses or people who work with small animals or give them a travelling puppet show
or just wipe them out?
My mistress, to wipe out a family of persons, even evil persons, is dark magic and not permitted.
What about Derek Rackett?
Can't we nuke him?
No.
What's the point of a wish if you can't have what you wish for?
If your wish is in my power, I will grant it.
Okay. Okay, then do a magic spell and make everything all right.
Life is as it is. That I cannot change.
This is stupid. It's all stupid.
Sal,
leave me alone.
My mistress, please.
It's a trick. I bet the camel thing was a trick too. You're not a genie. There isn't any magic. I wish you'd just go away.
What's happening? He's vanishing.
He's gone.
Wait, come back.
You and your big mouth, Sal.
You didn't believe in him either.
You should have given him a chance.
He was our very own genie.
And he might have saved the farm.
Leave me alone.
Spikey arrives at his house with Patch.
I suppose you just forgot that tonight is the very first UK Processed Food Awards.
It was the end of term today.
That's next week.
No, Mum.
You can have no tomato soup, mushrooms without mash, e-burgers. And orangeless squash.
Thanks, Mum. We had tea at Sally's.
The all-natural community farm.
Yeah, it was great.
Dirt food. Bacteria, E. coli, pathogens. The only safe food is synthetic food. You'll have to hurry up. I have a rendezvous.
What's a rendezvous?
It's French. I've built on top processed foods from a second-hand blender, a celery stick and 16 numbers. And although I get zero support from my family, at last I've found a new investor who recognises me for what I am.
Dog food?
Oh. Patch tries to wipe the food off her tongue. Sally is sitting alone, looking out over the patchwork of fields. Spikey and Patch get out of a car in front of a huge house with white and black timber walls.
What's Derek Reckitt doing here?
He lives here, you idiot boy.
What are we doing here?
I think that's Mum's new investor.
A stuffed crocodile.
Look at those teeth.
A day to put his finger in.
No way.
That's a Nile crocodile. You know, I've always loved reptiles. Ever since I was a little boy, my father gave me a lizard for my 12th birthday. These are all water reptiles.
What other kinds are there?
None now. Of course, there were once salamanders. Fiery creatures like this frilled lizard here. And the fieriest of them all, dragons.
Ready, darling. Did you buy that awful farm today? Oh. Are you still here, Daniel?
Well, how are we supposed to get home?
Well, you can always entertain Rain and Rice here.
Adorable.
Do you think they're pretty?
No.
Derek drives off with Spikey's mum, Samantha, leaving Spikey and Patch standing in the dark outside the house.
Look over there.
What's Wally O'Blimey doing here?
Wow, this is all really weird.
Wish our genie had come back. He'd help us.
Whoa! It must be all the trees round here.
No, it's him. I know it is. I just wished for him, didn't I? But I didn't know I did.
It's a heart.
It's him!
A board with "closed until further notice" painted on it has been nailed across the sign for Ruby Farm. Sally glances out of the farmhouse window at Granshaw in the garden, then picks up some final demand bills. She puts them down again, then adds a pound coin to some loose change in a dish.
Hello? What? Where? Wait, I know what to do. I think we should go and find Lucas Summer.
The three friends cycle up the drive to Lucas's house.
Ah, now. You've come about the dragon.
No, the genie.
Lucas looks taken aback. The hawk is perched on a branch in his garden.
I don't understand any of this. I thought we had a dragon to deal with. Well, could somebody please explain?
It's all my fault. Grandchild spent all the money because she looks after me.
Must be the cat.
What cat?
Well, it comes and goes, you know.
Wow.
What kind of cat is that?
The Cheshire Cat.
Like in Alice in Wonderland?
Yes.
Who's she?
It's a book, Spikey. Do you want to borrow it?
But the cat's real. Books can't come alive.
They are alive. Look, there are different kinds of real.
That's what I said.
Wow, these keep appearing and disappearing.
I wasted my wish.
Stop beating yourself up. I got it. Two wishes down, one left.
It's too late. He's a bird.
No, wait. Here goes. Oh, genie, I wish you'd come back to us again. This time, as yourself.
The hawk takes flight. While Lucas and the children are looking out of the window, a rope falls down from the ceiling and the genie slides down it, landing in a heap on the floor. They all watch in amazement as the genie heads over to them and bashes his face against a low beam.
Greetings.
I don't believe it.
And that's why there's so little magic left in the world, Sally. No one believes it anymore.
That's genius.
That's his name.
Genius!
The dragon swoops over a farmhouse and a field of golden corn. Lucas, Genius, and the children are taking a walk.
Venerable man of the cut, there is a dragon in the land.
Yes, there is.
So what are we going to do?
What are we going to do? Run away!
That's not fair.
We can't run away. We live here.
And we saw the footprint on the farm. That means the dragon might live there.
Yeah, right behind the hen house. Don't be loopy.
A dragon could hide in a fold of time and you would not know he was there.
So why is he here now?
Where there is a dragon, there is treasure. And the dragon must stay near his treasure. He belongs to a particular place.
If we find the treasure, Sally won't have to sell the farm.
But first we've got to find the dragon.
Yes, well, I wouldn't know where to begin.
Man of the cut, we must visit the dish that listens.
Genius stares at the Jodrell Bank dish. As a tractor is driven off Ruby Farm, Granshaw looks down at some cash in her hand. Lucas arrives on his bicycle.
Lily! Lily!
Lucas Summer!
Oh, Lily! Lily, Lily! Oh! Now listen to me, Lily! Don't sell up yet. Oh. I need your help.
Not if it's witch work. Lucas, I gave up magic long ago. You know that.
Yes, but did magic give up you?
What do you mean?
I'll explain on the way to Jodrell Bank.
Granshaw and Lucas set off in a rugged 4x4. As they drive off the farm, Derek, Samantha and the girls turn into the yard in the red convertible. The license plate reads Rocket. The girls listen to music while Samantha and Derek look at the outbuildings.
I'd never liked the countryside. It's so fresh.
When I get this place, I'm going to put a little factory just there for your sauce mixes.
I could have my first on-top one-stop shop.
What do you sell?
Anything, darling. As long as it's not natural. We'll start with our golden e-winner. Banano. The first triumph of my new range of fruitless fruit.
At the O'Blimey's HQ, Mar still looks like a camel.
We'll have to make some money out of you, Mar. I mean, figs don't grow on trees.
How long before she changes back?
It says here that alien possession can last a week, a month, even a year.
But camels are aliens. The camels.
Let's take her to Jodrell Bank and see if the telescope turns towards her.
What for?
If she is possessed by an alien, it'll pick up her signal, like an ant picks up a baked bean.
And then what?
Can sell our story for a ton of money.
Oh, yes.
Ruby Farm, beating up an old lady and terrorising an orphan.
Let's get some figs. What, Mum?
Insects and pulp.
This is no time for fruit. Ruby Farm must not win lottery funding. I want to speak to your mother.
I'm sorry I haven't blown up Ruby Farm yet, Mr. Reckitt. Don't blame the boys. Ever since I became a camel, I got ever so behind with my laundry.
What is that thing?
That's our Ma.
Absolutely disgusting.
Ma looks sorry for herself. Granshaw has sneaked Lucas and the children into Jodrell Bank.
Myself and a colleague started what we call the Grey Book for any signals that seemed a bit
alien.
Spiky, help me get into this computer.
I'm
now,
sure
when Granshaw was working here, we made certain investigations into the Ruby Dragon of Cheshire. And we found that when people claimed to have seen the dragon, the telescope gave off a certain signal, an unidentified frequency.
Aha. Got it.
What's that? Is that the dragon talking?
No. That's the computer turning the frequency into a sound that we can hear. However...
It means the dragon is back.
Awesome.
First signal of this kind, tracked and recorded. Almost 40 years ago to the day.
When I bought Ruby Farm.
The farm's the key.
But a dragon can't live on our farm. He's like the size of a bus.
But he can hide in the fold of time. That's what Genius said.
Where is he?
The children see Genius standing near the dish.
There he is! Quick, before he disappears again!
Wait!
Ah! Three wishes you were granted and three wishes you have made. Now I am free and bidding you farewell and fair fortune.
Please stay. Help us to find the dragon.
Like you said, dragon equals treasure, and Sally needs some treasure.
You are human beings, and made of earth and water. The dragon is an elemental creature like me, and made of fire and air. But his fire is much stronger than mine. It is very dangerous for me to stay here.
It's dangerous for us too, but we're going to stick together, because Sally's our friend.
What is a friend?
Someone who looks out for you.
I remember sat you early there.
And he doesn't kill you if you sit on the cat and vanish the genie.
I have never had any friends.
I'd like to be your friend.
Me too.
And me.
You used your last wish. Not for yourselves, but to bring me back to human form.
But there's one wish left. You make a wish.
Me? That is not in the story.
Let's write a new story then.
Very well, my princess is my prince. My wish is that for a time, I will stay here with you. And be your...
friend.
Friend! Shazam!
Genius turns cartwheels, then juggles three white balls. He throws them up into the air and they turn into birds that fly away. Granshaw is looking in a locket. There's a picture of Sally's mum and dad inside.
After that terrible crash when Sally's parents were killed, I gave up my magic once and for all. I mean, what good does magic do when it can't change anything that really matters?
I know, Lily, I know. But it's what's happening now that matters. Can't just walk away.
Why not?
Well, there's a dragon, a genie, there's Ruby Farm, and there's Sally.
Granshaw nods thoughtfully. Heads of golden corn sway in a slight breeze, and red flowers bloom on a bush within sight of the Lovell telescope. Granshaw is holding an ancient book.
Sally, I want to show you something, only I vowed I never would. When I came to Ruby Farm 40 years ago, I conjured with a magic spell called Heart's Desire.
In a flashback, the young Granshaw opens the book.
In these flames, let my desire be named. In this charm, my desire is Ruby Farm.
Venerable lady, that is a dragon spell, and very powerful. It may be that when you spoke this spell, you released the dragon back into time.
Sally, when I did that spell all those years ago, I was wrong.
What? Wrong to do magic? It's not your fault you released the dragon.
Isn't it? It feels like my fault.
You're like me. You blame yourself when things go wrong.
Hello, everybody. Oh, I'm sorry I'm late. Oh, I say, hot dogs. Now, look what I found. Now, these are very old maps of the original farm site. Yes, and not any old maps. Ley line maps, Lily.
What are ley lines?
It's a magical pathway.
Now, look, wherever seven ley lines cross at a single point. Treasure.
Yes. See, Granshaw.
I'm going to concentrate on fixing the farm for the people's millions.
Oh, where's your faith, Lily? Patch, you got the maths prize. You take the measurements off those and see what you can find. Sally, what about you?
I want to find out about the history of Ruby Farm.
Oh, good, I can help you there. I've got shelves full of old local history books.
And I want to find out more about the dragon, but Genius has to help me.
I will help all of my friends.
Splendid!
Patch crosses a field and sets to work measuring the ley lines. She puts down a wooden crate, then bangs a peg into the ground and starts winding some rope off a reel. Sally is making her way through a mountainous pile of local history books. Spikey is looking at a website dealing with dragons and dragon sightings. Patch refers to the map Lucas gave her, then tries to untie a knot in some string. Unfortunately, she doesn't get very far and ends up in a bit of a tangle. Spikey's managed to tap into top secret information from Jodrell Bank. A graph appears on the screen. Genius is floating above Sally.
Shazam! My mistress! This one!
He passes her a book with a picture of an enormous gemstone. Patch has managed to tie herself up when Genius joins her.
Here! Let me help you!
He starts pulling on the end of the rope. Patch turns around slowly on the spot, then gets faster and faster until smoke starts pouring from underneath her feet. When the rope has run out, she falls onto the ground and Genius helps her up. All the ley lines have been plotted.
Wow!
Mathematics was invented in Arabia, you know.
Next, Genius is looking at top secret information.
My master.
He shows Spikey something in the book and Spikey smiles, then looks at some dates on the graph. The first is July 24th, 1981. The second, July 24th, 1989. His mum sets some food down in front of him, then looks at the graph.
July 24th, 1969. Derek's birthday.
Spikey and Genius's eyes widen in alarm and they stare at each other. Granshaw is reading a disconnection notice in the garden when Sally runs over to her.
Granshaw, guess what I found out?
Someone or something has been taking the sheep. Who, what, I'd like to know.
No. Why do you think our farm is called Ruby Farm?
Because the soil is red.
No. What? It's because 1,000 years ago, there was a giant red ruby buried here.
Derek Reckitt was born on the day Granshaw conjured the spell and freed the dragon.
What does that mean? Is Derek Reckitt the dragon?
Oh, what have I done?
The dragon glides above the countryside.
My mistress! The dragon is flying!
Why now?
You are near his treasure, very near, and he senses it.
But I can't find the seventh ley line.
Give me your hands, all of you, in a circle. By the law of heart's desire, show the path, open the way.
By the law of heart's desire, show the path, open the way.
The four friends are holding hands. A snaking coil of red light rises up from the ground, then shoots off into woodland.
Come on, this must be the way to the treasure!
The flaming red column zooms through the woods to flies in through the door of Derek's house. The children and Genius race out onto his front lawn.
That's Reckitt Manor!
But what are we doing here?
He's definitely not the treasure.
Then he must be the dragon!
They follow the column, then look through a window.
Take this fridge-friendly silicone apple. Fill it with on-top sterilised apple-ized puree. Leave to set overnight. And none of the inconvenience of a real apple.
Only the one whose hoard it is can find the treasure. Yeah, that refers to the dragon. Only the one whose land it is can keep the treasure. That'll be me.
Derek,
You aren't listening to me.
What's he reading? Spiky!
Derek leaves a piece of paper on a table. Spiky sneaks into the house, then has to hide behind a sofa.
Yeah, I'll be right there. Just need to get the,
Derek, you darling.
Derek heads out again, and Spiky grabs the piece of paper.
This page has been torn out of Grandchild's book of spells.
But how did you get that?
Who cares? Now we know why he wants the farm, Sal.
Because there is treasure there.
So is he the dragon?
No, my mistress. I smelt the smell of him, and he does not smell of fire. He smells of greed.
What does greed smell like?
Old dead meat.
I just don't get it. Why did the ley line not lead us to the dragon or to the treasure? Why did it lead us to Derek Reckitt, genius?
I do not know, my brave master.
I've got the beans, the bacon, 48 packets of cheese and onion crisps, but no straw. None of the supermarkets sell straw. Camel's got no rights, you know, Wally. No rights, no straw.
I feel sorry for her.
I don't. Why is she still a camel? I thought you said it wears off in 3 days.
We should get back to the farm.
No, wait, I just thought of something.
July 24th, 1969. Derek Reckitt gets born. Big mistake. Anyway, 12 years later, the dragon is seen again and the telescope matches the signal. Do you remember that night, Patch?
Yeah, at Reckitt Manor.
You know, I've always loved reptiles ever since I was a little boy and my father gave me a lizard for my 12th birthday.
It wasn't a lizard.
It was the dragon.
Genius gulps nervously. The dragon swoops over farmhouses and fields. Everyone is helping to fix up the cafe at Ruby Farm. Grandchild smiles at Genius, who is floating in midair to paint some woodwork. Derek drives up with Samantha and the girls.
Getting ready for the people's millions, are you, over-optimistic OAP?
You're not the only one with friends in high places.
As Derek speeds off, Genius pulls a face, then raises his fist. A banner has been placed on the Ruby Farm sign, welcoming the people's millions. Genius spots a black cab coming up the driveway.
My mistress!
You can't be seen. Mary, you can. Sally can come with me.
As Sally hurries off with Genius, no one notices the O'Blimey boys race past in the background. Granshaw greets her visitor.
Hello, nice to meet you.
As Granshaw takes the lady over to the chicken coop, Wally and Willie peep over the top of a cafe table. Granshaw looks horrified when she sees blackened rubber chickens in and on the coop.
Dead plastic chickens are not funny. But the People's Millions is for sensitive, caring, family-run enterprises.
I understand. Help yourself.
The O'Blimeys sneak up some steps. The lady from the People's Millions goes to pour herself some tea, but something black and sticky comes out of the spout. She looks in the milk jug and sees a huge beetle.
Everything's homemade, fresh on the day.
There's a plastic rat on the cake plate. Granshaw ushers the lady outside to wash her hands, and the O'Blimeys tip a bucket of muddy water over her. The O'Blimey boys have to cover their mouths to stop themselves from laughing. The black cab drives away, and Sally and Genius join Granshaw.
How'd it go?
Just dreadful.
Sally and Granshaw look distraught, and Genius watches them sympathetically. At the O'Blimey's, Wally solemnly puts a plate of food in front of Ma, who is still a camel, then walks away and sits down with his arms crossed. He glances at his mum and sighs. A shooting star crosses the night sky above the farmhouse. Genius and the children are sitting in the barn, looking dejected.
That's the last we'll see of the people's millions.
I'll have to live on E-numbers and marry Rain and Rice.
Don't do that.
And I have not helped my friends.
What was that?
Hey! You thieving creep!
It's not my fault. The Arab turned Mara into a camel. Now she hasn't got any straw to sleep on. Just Lina.
So you come and steal ours?
I just want Mara back.
Take your straw.
I know something.
What?
I know where the dragon is.
Granshaw is lighting the last of dozens of candles when Derek bursts in, almost putting the flames out.
He keeps it locked up. Shouldn't keep creatures locked up. Not even a dragon. Sometimes he lets it fly.
Is it hungry?
It was hungry, but I feed it.
Well, what do dragons eat?
Sheep.
So that's why I've only got six left.
Don't hurt it.
He's a dragon. Open the door.
No, Mistress, no. Very bad idea.
I have to save the farm.
Sally opens a wooden hatch and the dragon flies out.
This is very fun.
It's amazing.
Derek unzips a leather case and takes out the paperwork needed for Granshaw to sign the farm over to him. The dragon circles in the night sky, then swoops down towards Sally. She closes her eyes.
No!
Genius jumps in front of her and the dragon snatches him up in his claws and flies away with him. As Derek dips a fountain pen in blood-red ink, the dragon still has Genius.
Let me go! Let me go! And I'll make it easy on you! I can't! Dragon!
Dragon of Ruby Farm! Give the genie to me, and I will give you your heart's desire.
She's gone mad!
Three signatures. Yes, here.
Granshaw signs her name.
And here.
She signs again.
And last and finally, here.
Granshaw, don't sign it!
The house shakes and is filled with red light. The dragon comes into land in the farmyard, and Lucas, Granshaw and Derek join the children and Genius outside. The red dragon, which has horns on its head and along its nose, breathes fire. Sally looks nervous, but steps forward.
I promise you the ruby of Ruby Farm. Only the one whose hoard it is can find the treasure. Only the one whose land it is can keep the treasure.
The dragon breathes out a plume of fire, and the water in a well begins to bubble and smoke. A chest bobs up to the surface of the water. Sally races over to the well and lifts the chest out. She opens the catch and pulls back the lid to reveal a glowing ruby nestled in amongst many other pieces of treasure.
Wow!
But why couldn't we find it before now?
The ley line took us to the dragon, because even though the farm is my mistress's, the treasure is his. They could only find the treasure together.
Do you think he'll give Sally some of it?
What?
It's mine. It's on my farm. It's all mine.
But you promised him. What's happened to her?
This is dragon fever. Greed for the treasure.
It's not yours! It's mine! Get out of the way!
As Derek greedily gathers up the treasure, the dragon breathes fire and burns him on the bottom.
Yeah!
He runs away screaming, clutching his scorched buttocks. The red light of the ruby glows on Sally's face.
My mistress, the dragon has led you to the treasure.
The treasure belongs to me. It says so in the spell.
That which is freely given can never be taken.
I didn't understand what's important. Your heart's desire isn't a place or possession. It's the people you love.
Sally looks deep into the ruby and sees Granshaw, Patch, Spiky, and Genius. Everyone looks on anxiously as Sally considers what she has seen. She glances at Genius, who gives her a slight nod. She looks at her friends, then takes the ruby out of the chest. She turns around and slowly walks towards the dragon, holding the precious stone in her hands. The dragon lowers his head so that he is looking right at her. She places the ruby in his open claw. The dragon blinks, and Sally takes a few steps back. The dragon bathes the friends in a red glow, then launches itself into the sky, breathing fire as it goes. It flaps its huge wings and sails away. Halfway across the sky, it transforms into a streak of flame and disappears. Ruby Farm has reopened.
The site of the most important treasure trove found in the British Isles since the Stafford Lode, and this bottle alone is thought to be over 1,000 years old.
They are very welcome to it.
I wonder where you and your bottle came from. I was reading Sinbad, and his genie was in prison for stealing aubergines. And I think, if it's genies versus vegetables, even purple shiny ones, it's a bit much to bottle someone up. But what I mean is,
I've written the whole story, Genius and the Dragon of Ruby Farm, but I don't know how it ends.
I haven't even started.
It's easier if you don't know how to do it.
This is all our wishes come true.
Suppose I'm not going to Spain then. Hola.
I know I hated the old lions, but I feel sorry for them now. Can't you change my back?
Forgiving your enemies, Sally. Good girl.
Yeah.
Good
girl. They have my friends.
Shazam! 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 Abracadabra! Shazam! Some shaz! Oh, her inner beastliness is too strong.
I don't know why you're all feeling so sorry for her. She can always get a facelift.
It looks like Ma is going to have to stay a camel.
And I am all alone. There is no one here beside me. And my problems have all gone. There is no one to deride me.
I love you, Ma.
But you got to have friends.
Joins in with Ma's song.
Someone came and took them away, and from the dust till the dawn. Here is where I'll stay, standing at the end of a road, boys.
Genius comes up behind Ma and touches her on the back. At that instant, everyone else in the barnyard is frozen in time. Only Ma and Genius can move. He takes hold of her hand and spins her around. As she spins, she transforms into a much more glamorous version of her old self. Time starts again and everyone goes back to normal.
You got to have friends. La, la, la,
Wally and Willy step forward to hug their mum.
I thought you couldn't do it.
She broke the spell herself with Wally.
It was love.
Love? It's the strongest magic in the world!
Friends, friends, hands, but they go.
Ray and Royce dance beside Samantha.
Took them away and the dust will...
Spikey looks over his shoulder and realizes that Genius has gone. He sees him passing an outbuilding and sets off after him. Patch, Sally, Lucas and Branshaw join him. The Lovell telescope dish revolves on its intricate fretwork. The sky is turning dark and night is falling. Lucas, Branshaw and the children arrive at the dish.
I knew it'd be tonight.
Where is he?
Beside you.
Where are you going?
My mistress, I am an elemental creature. I cannot live in time for long.
Don't go.
Sally, this time I must go.
I'll miss you. So will I.
Genius pulls three bangles off his wrist and gives one to Spikey, one to Patch, and the last to Sally. All of them are looking upset.
Will we ever see you again?
Of course. Everywhere. In birds, in fire, in dreams, in the wind. Whenever you think of me. In the stars.
You saved the farm.
No. You all saved the farm. And you gave me something I have never known for all the thousands of years of my life. You were my friends.
The children rush forward and hug Genius. Lucas has his arm around Branshaw and is comforting her. Genius smiles at his friends, then takes a few steps back. He begins to glow a bright neon blue. He holds out his arms, tilts his head back, and slowly lifts off the ground. He raises his hand in farewell, then shoots off into the sky. He bashes into the dish, and the children and grown-ups all burst out laughing.